Hello family and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is perfect without defects. And the Bible reference is from Mark 3:16. And his name through faith in his name had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yeah, the faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. I want you to notice the expression perfect soundness in our opening verse. It's rendered from the Greek word holokleria, which means a perfect state of health, a condition of health with no problems whatsoever. This is God's desire for you, and it's one of the many blessings of living in and by the name of Jesus. James 1:4 expresses a similar thought. It talks about being perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The term translated entire is holokleros, the verb from holokleria. It implies being perfectly sound, complete without blemish. What a life. Then to make this happen, God gave us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, to keep us perfectly sound. Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. In the previous verse 10, it says, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Romans 8:10. Christ in you, the glory Spirit in you, guarantees you perfect soundness of spirit, soul, and body. It brings to mind Peter's encounter with Ananias, who had been crippled for 8 years. All Peter said to him was, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee who arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately, Acts 9:34. Ananias was restored to a perfect state of health because Peter understood the transcendent power of the name of Jesus Christ living in us. As a Christian, Christ lives in you and you live in him. Your faith in his name and consciousness of his indwelling presence will keep you in perfect soundness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Perfect without defects. You are not imperfect. You've been made perfect. And that's what Pastor sharing with us today. So catch it. Lay hold on it. That's how the word of God works in your life. You catch it. You lay hold on it and you run with it. For further study, read 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and James 1:4. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, 1 Samuel 26:27-28, and then Luke 22:1-38. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 133 and Psalm 134, and Romans 16:1-11. I always say, take the 1 year Bible reading plan. It will change your life. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I'm righteous, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable. In your sight, to the glory and praise of your name. Amen. Love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.